Welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening.
Hi, everyone. I just let you guys know all these antics and like inner embarrassing moments that I share with you. I also post online and download all across the country, including Australia, Africa, South America, and Europe. Yeah, it's weird. People like listening to me. I don't know why. I really don't. I honestly, day in and day out, I sit there, I'm like, oh my God, there's somebody in like Liberia that downloads me. I'm like, why? I'm grateful, but I'm always like, huh? Because there's so many really smart people out there. And there's so many people that have such good information to share. We were studying and reading the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. And one of the sutras that my partner always makes me really try to do a better job at, because I'm sort of a grumpy old man from time to time. I admit I'm a grumpy bastard. I try not to be, but sometimes I'm like, I'm crotchety. I'm 43. I got a little gray in my beard. It's a yoga sutra where it basically translates as, when one has negative thoughts, think the opposite. And I love that sutra. I love that sutra for the fact that when you're in a bad mood or when you're like cranky and someone does something to you and you just want to be like bitchy about it, the Yoga Sutra says, think the opposite. And I was talking to a student the other day about her journey with yoga. And we were talking about vibrations, bhavana, creating a higher vibration. And I see this, I talk to this husband and wife every Sunday, and I love being around them. And one of the things that she and her husband kind of commented on is they're starting to notice that some of their friends that they spend time with are sort of starting to fall away in their lives. And she wanted to know what my thoughts were. And when we practice yoga and we begin to be aware of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, the negativity that we usually adhere and attach to sort of goes away. We sort of move away from it. We sort of stop engaging in it. And so what happens is when you're not feeding into that negativity and you're not talking negative about people, with people, towards people, and you're not complaining day in and day out about your life, because we all have problems, we all have struggles, we all have things we're working on, we all have things we have to move through in life. Life is not easy. No one said it was going to be easy, right? We all are going to have our challenges. But when we're not walking around saying, oh my God, did you hear what happened with Susie and John today? And did you listen to my problem? And here's what's going on with this person. And oh my God, my mom. Did I tell you about my mom today? And then my sister and my dog and my cat. When we move away from that negativity, it's not that we don't want to be around people. It's that they don't want to be around you anymore. Because negative attracts negative. When we feed into that, we want that. And so what happens when you practice yoga and someone calls you up and is like, oh my God, did you hear what happened today? And you listen for like 5 minutes. You're like, yeah, I'm really sorry, but I gotta go. You're not feeding into that person's issues. And so they don't want to talk to you either. Right? Because they want more of that negativity. And that happens to us too. Right? When we are negative, we attract negative energy. And when we're positive, when we try to maintain a higher vibration, that when we're tired or angry or frustrated or lost or in this state of sort of transition, we can choose to fight with the people in our lives. We can choose to have problems. We can choose to blame the world. We can choose to talk to people about it, or we can choose not to and look at the solutions to what we need to work through. Patanjali says, do the opposite. Don't go towards the negative. Stay in the positive. So sit up tall. Close your eyes. And take a moment here and ask yourself, do you feed into your negative energy every day? I do sometimes. It's okay. But do you do it often? What do you feed yourself with? Do you feed yourself with like-minded people, like-minded thoughts? Or do you engage when people try to bring that energy out of you? I do sometimes. It's hard to be positive. It's hard not to engage. It feels good, but it feels better to think the opposite. So take a moment here and dedicate your practice.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.